Radio 2, Ken Bruce.
Hello, chums. Everything all right this morning? Oh, wonderful. It's a Monday again. Another week begins. There's never the 18th of the month already. Doesn't time fly?
Love is like candy on a shelf. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and there you're...
Plenty for all. Tom Jones and Help Yourself. 8:10 it is. Everything all right? Good show, good show. We'll have travel news for you shortly, as always. You know, at 8:15 we do a travel roundup. We have a flash for you as well. But somebody has written to me, in fact, it's young Nicola Hutton from Wigmore in Leinster, Erifer. She says, why don't you tell the people about the burst water pipe at Lentwardine Primary School in Herefordshire? The workmen have dug a big hole in our small car park, and the teachers' cars get caught in the contraflow system. I'll bet they do. Nicola, they know about it now. Thank you for writing. And if you have any more travel information, then let us know about it. Our stuff follows this little beauty from Minnie Riperton. It's 14 minutes past 8 now.
Radio 2 Travel News.
And first a flash. And after that, some more information. A vehicle has overturned in Trafalgar Square at the junction with Cockspur Street. This is causing serious congestion in the area. You're advised to avoid Trafalgar Square for at least the next hour. That's Trafalgar Square in central London, heavily congested because of an overturned vehicle. You're advised to avoid the area for at least the next hour. Now, the rest of you, particularly in the northeast of England and rail travellers, we've got stuff for you. Icy patches are again a hazard in many areas this morning. Patchy fog affecting many roads in the northeast of England. On the M1 in Leicestershire, be prepared for lane closures on the southbound carriageway between junctions 24 and 23 near Loughborough. And in South Yorkshire, there are new lane closures today on both carriageways of the M1 between junctions 33 and 38 near Barnsley. Also in South Yorkshire, the emergency telephones on the southbound carriageway between junctions 38 and 37 will be inoperative until approximately midday because of maintenance. Some awfully long words in this today. Now, for rail travellers on Midland region of British Rail, normal service has been resumed on the Bedford-St Pancras route, and at Warrington, repairs to the overhead power lines have been completed, which means that services to and from Scotland... Oh, good. The civilised world is not cut off. To and from Scotland and the northwest of England via Carlisle, they're back to normal, these services. On Eastern region, there are delays, diversions and cancellations. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered on the London to Norwich line because of engineering work near Norwich. If we get any more information, well, we may give it to you. Depending on how I'm feeling at the time. Come on, Leo. Encourage us. Make us dance. Leo Sayer. 8:19. From Wickham in Tyne and Wear, we have a note from a Newcastle brownie. I think this is more brown ale than brown owl. You mentioned blot on the landscape today. Much better than Dallas, don't you think? Much so. I think Ray Moore would make a good blot. I think you're right, you know. Wears a beret every day when he's broadcasting. All we need to do is paint on a little moustache, and he's quite the thing. Why do you think this, though, Newcastle Brownie? Oh, it's because he's used to hiding behind plants and palms, etc., and staring at young ladies. I know. I've seen him at it. Chances are, Ray Moore would ask Julia McKenzie out for a pie and a pint. It's the only pleasure he knows. Don't corrupt him. Perhaps you would play me a tune. Oh, all right.
I never cared much for moonlit skies.
Doris Day. Comes from Doris Day's Sentimental Journey, which I think is a misprint. I'm beginning to see the light. 8:22. Now, who's this? Wrong. It's not the Furies and Davy Arthur. It's not Foster and Allen. Not Brendan Shine or anybody like that. It's Jim Davidson. Yes, old Nick Nick himself.
Too risky.
My darling, I am growing old.
Silver threads amongst the gold. And that was Jim Davidson, amazingly enough. And the reason it sounds so much like the Furies and Davy Arthur is because the arrangement is by Phil Coulter, who did all theirs, of course. So there you are. It's a new release on the Relax record label. And relaxed it certainly was. 8:26. On the name of the wee man.
Radio 2 Travel News.
Not another. Yes, here's a message for drivers' friends travelling into London on the M4 motorway. Because of a fault on the overhead gantry signs at Junction 3, the Cranford Parkway, the signs are showing that all three eastbound lanes are closed, when in fact all three lanes are open. This is causing drivers to slow down, understandably, and causing a great deal of congestion in the area. So for once, please ignore the overhead gantry signs at Junction 3 on the M4 motorway into London. Now, Lynn has dropped me a note to say that she's travelling with Graham Virgo at the moment. Well, good luck to you both. And it's Graham's birthday today. 47 already. Now, going from Cardiff to Barry Docks. Stop when you get there, won't you? One of the best arrangements of the time. 1967. The Love Affair. Everlasting Love. Radio 2.
It's 8:30, the news headlines. The miners' union executive has gone against the advice of Mr. Arthur Scargill by accepting some of the proposals in the Coal Board peace plan. The TUC General Secretary, Mr. Norman Willis, says a settlement could be within reach, and he's asked for an urgent meeting with the Prime Minister. Speaking on Radio 4's Today programme, Mr. Willis said the NUM executive had not caved in, but it recognised a need for reconciliation. There was a lot of common ground. The Coal Board says 444 miners have abandoned the strike this morning. Figures are not in yet from all the coalfields. Mrs. Thatcher, who'll be flying to the United States tomorrow, has made a television appeal to the American people. She's urged IRA sympathisers to cut off arms and money for the men of violence. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Mr. David Longley, has said he intends to use visits to the United States and Britain next week to defend his government's ban on nuclear warships. And the weather outlook here at home. England and Wales will be dry, cold and quite sunny. There'll be frost tonight. Much of Scotland and Northern Ireland will have rain this evening and tonight, and heavy snow on hills. Those were the headlines. We'll have a further summary for you at 9 o'clock. BBC Radio 2.
Nice. The Beach Boys. 26 minutes to 9 it is now, after a pleasant weekend, where it, of course, was much warmer in Scotland than it was in London. I'm never going to believe anybody again about this place. I came down here on the promise of warmer weather. It's been freezing ever since. The streets weren't paved with gold either. Never going to believe them again. Mrs. J. Crawford of Southampton says, just when you have finally become the man in my life each morning... Stop it. You are spoiling it by constantly playing that ghastly record, Falling in Love Again. What an insult to the gorgeous Marlena and her smashing version. Couldn't we hear that again? Well, I don't think you're quite ready for that, so we'll play you a non-vocal version. John Fox, the radio orchestra, and the piano of Ronnie Price. It's 22 minutes to 9 now, and from Bothwell, from the post office, in fact, so I must take note of this. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, after a good start, you said, everything comes to he who waits. The fool that I am. Everything comes to him who waits, I should have said. Look, my grammar will get better. I shall listen to my grammar this afternoon.
Pop singer, actor, and increasingly in recent years, a breeder of racehorses. He's David Cassidy, and he's Gloria Honeyford's guest today.
Could be forever. Or is my mind just a rambling on? I touched you once and I kissed you once, and now I feel like you're mine.
David Cassidy, now 35, but looking little different from the 21-year-old pop legend of 1971. Since then, the longest layoff, but it could be full cycle in the pop business. He's got a new single out called The Last Kiss. You can hear him in the Gloria Honeyford Show, 2 to 3.30 today, Radio 2.
He's a handsome little swine, isn't he, for 35? Gloria's second guest will be writer John Byrne Cook, the son of Alistair Cook, and he'll be talking about his first novel, The Snowblind Moon. And John Dunn's after seven guest today is Bob Woodward, one of the American journalists responsible for exposing the Watergate scandal. He's written a book called Wired about the drug scene in Hollywood. John Dunn, 6 o'clock. Gloria at 2.
I look for my heart expedito. I lost it way down in Torito. The day that fiesta started.